Biblical study is always accompanied by the transformation of the student. God's word was not given so we could be informed about God's opinions, but rather that we would be transformed by the experience of His grace at work in our lives. His word is the tool He uses to accomplish this work of transformation within us. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, 1 Timothy 1 verse 5 NKJV. Whereas the object and purpose of our instruction and charge is love, which springs from a pure heart and a good, clear, conscience and sincere, unfeigned, faith. 1 Timothy 1 verse 5 Amplified. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12 verse 2. All our study should lead to a change in character, molding us more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. The proof of this change will be that we will honestly and sincerely love God more, and love others more. The Word and the Spirit. In our studies, we must always remember that the primary teacher is not our pastor, or any other minister, although they may help, but the Holy Spirit Himself. He was sent for this very reason, and our success as Bible students and ministers of the gospel cannot be limited or hindered if we recognize that the Holy Spirit has all we need to succeed, and that He is personally and constantly with us. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. John 14:26. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. 1 John 2:27. Paul the Apostle warned in the book of Corinthians that mere words, however good and holy they appear, cannot give life to the spirit of man. While knowledge may make us feel important, it is love that really builds up the church. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1 NLT. He said the same to his Roman and Galatian audience. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Romans 13 verse 10 NKJV. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Galatians 5 verse 14 NKJV. Again, we see that our learning must go beyond just knowing about God, to an active abiding in Him, and the resulting expression of love toward others, so as ambassadors for Christ we give opportunity for Christ to be glorified in the earth. The Holy Spirit is present with us now to bring this to pass in our lives. Pray that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That you know God and have an active relationship with Him, not just know about Him. That God would use this time in Bible school to transform your life and understanding. That your eyes would be opened to grasp the greatness of God and His power at work in the church. That your life would be filled with the fruits of God's love. The scriptures say, "My son, if you receive my words, and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom, and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment, and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God." Proverbs 2 verses 1 to 5 NKJV. Engage with the Holy Spirit. We must be personally engaged in an active life of prayer and communion with the Holy Spirit, if we desire the seed of God's word to be conceived and bear fruit in our life. This is the student's own choice and responsibility, not the school's. Mark chapter 4 in the Amplified Bible gives clear instruction to those who desire a life bearing godly fruit. And He said to them, "Be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more, besides, will be given to you who hear." Mark 4:24 Amplified. Our studies should lead to a changed life, one that rightly represents Jesus Christ in character, motive, and action, not just a mind full of religious information. Paul speaks of the danger of forms of godliness which deny the life-transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3 verses 5-7 NKJV. Be encouraged to apply yourselves diligently and forcefully to grasp the word and possess the power it promises to those who love and pursue God.